For some kids in Wisconsin, summer signals camp. Each has its special something and might focus on anything from acting to wrestling. WUWM environmental reporter Susan Bentz found a unique family-owned and run camp in far northern Wisconsin, not far from Eagle River, that's been immersing kids in nature for 72 summers. They take their legacy seriously.
I traveled 4 hours northwest of Milwaukee, outside Eagle River, to reach Towering Pines. They are towering, by the way, to capture camper stories, kids like Ross.
Originally, I was supposed to stay 2 weeks, and I liked it so much that I stayed for 4. And then now I'm stay for 6 weeks.
Or Amelia.
No heat or air conditioning, so you're definitely connected with nature, that's for sure.
Then I met Jonathan Dellinger. His grandfather was fascinated by nature and started this camp back in 1945. Jonathan is second in command at Towering Pines. He can't remember summer life without it, from early childhood on.
As long as I can remember, they would take us out. We'd jump, put on a life jacket and jump in Lost Lake, which is an overgrown lake where the bog is spreading out and the moss is there. Catching frogs, salamanders, anything that couldn't bite us.
Jonathan says the family is determined to carry on his grandfather's legacy and has his notes as a reference.
We know much of what we know about camp because of the things that he wrote down, his records, his diaries, and his memoirs. He was very fascinated by the traditions of the land and the people around here, and we try to carry on a lot of those as best we can.
Jeff Jordan, the son of the founder, has led the camp for the last 30 years. Looking back at its history, Jeff says the camp sprang to life serendipitously.
My father was 18. He came up here on vacation and decided that this would be, to run a fishing resort would be a better idea than going to college. So my grandfather sold their home in Cicero and used the money to make a down payment, but decided that summer camp for boys, since there was already a girls' camp down the road, would be the way to go. And my grandfather, who...
That's the camp bell you heard, fashioned from the rim of an old train wheel. A camper whacks it with a hammer to signal key events of the day, such as meals. Back to the story. When Jeff was still a boy, his parents purchased that nearby girls' camp, Woodland. Jeff's sisters and niece run it. Today, the family manages a combined 500 acres, much of it forest and wetland. During the early 1970s, as national environmental awareness grew and Wisconsin's Gaylord Nelson created the first Earth Day, Jeff said his dad took advantage of the camp's natural resources and pioneered an environmental immersion program that garnered national attention. The campers merged with the natural world in some unconventional ways. For instance, the kids learned what it feels like to navigate the world like a raccoon.
Tape their thumbs together to talk about what it means to have opposable thumbs. We isolate the senses, so quiet walks, blindfolded walks. So we isolate it so you're only quiet and listening.
In 1974, National Geographic published a story about the camp's program called Acclimatization, with photos of kids soaking in sensory experiences.
Okay, so our bow right now, the boat is pointed right towards the edge of the property.
Matt Dellinger, another grandson of the founder, steers a sailboat and points to spots where campers get immersed in forest and bog ecosystems today.
So this is the area I was telling you about. We get a raft of lily pads out here.
Kids jump in for a fish's view of life beneath the flowering pad.
The kids put on skin diving gear, snorkels and masks, and they look up, they see the stems and the lily pads from below. It's absolutely beautiful. It's amazing.
The specialness is not lost on camper Ross, the 13-year-old we heard from earlier, who came for 2 weeks of camp and later for 6. He recalls an overnight camping expedition across the lake where he and his mates explored a bog and walked atop a sea of peat moss.
It was like a lake, and then it was moss and roots and stuff over it, so you could, it's pretty much like a trampoline. So
Ross's eyes widen with wonder as he relives the moment. Matt Dellinger says his family hopes to continue to bring future generations face to face with nature.
Because we know how special it is and how much we appreciated gaining those perspectives.
Susan Bentz, 89.7, WUWM.
Pull that in, please, Emmerich. Pull that line.